This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia said today it had made a huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir appeared on Fox News.
The individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished, and we want to make sure that we have procedures in place that prevent it from happening again.
The foreign minister also expressed his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but had no new information on how the 59-year-old journalist was killed or what happened to his body. Voting continued on Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary election since 2010. Saturday saw a turnout of 3.3 million, but as if on schedule, there was violence as well. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber struck outside a polling station in Kabul. 15 people died in a roadside bomb explosion in the eastern province of Nangarhar as well. King Abdullah of Jordan says he's decided not to renew parts of his nation's landmark treaty with Israel. The two annexes allowed Israel to lease two small areas of farming land from the Jordanians for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is late this week. The king gave no reason for his decision, but he's been under domestic pressure to end the lease and return the land to full Jordanian control. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged Jordan's right to reclaim the land, but said he had expected to enter negotiations over a lease renewal. He also stressed that his country's accord with Amman as a whole is an important thing. A question in Britain today: what, if anything, will it mean that hundreds of thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday, demanding a new election on Britain's departure from the European Union? British Prime Minister Theresa May has ruled out an additional election.